definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome in to the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. We'll be taking you all the way up until noon, where we'll hand you off to the bottom line. What's going on with the television? We got a gremlins in the TV already. What's happening?
There's ghosts in here.
Yeah.
Controlling the monitors. I'm never alone in here.
Actually, technically, you're always. Well, but yeah, never mind. I don't believe in ghosts.
What's up, dude?
How you doing? Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Wish it was under better circumstances. You were getting ready to, I guess technically all of us were getting ready to head to the Metroplex, but...
Now Orlando instead.
Yeah, which is a good consolation prize for you. To Orlando. Could be worse places.
Yeah, but...
Just this, like to be home for...
Well, no, this part of Orlando is not exactly exciting that UCF is in. It kind of reminds me of... where Grand Canyon is, just kind of carved out of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Just kind of there by itself, you know. But that's okay. If it was in Disney World's, you know, lap, I wouldn't be able to go to that either. So that's fine. No, just it all caught up to me really hard over the weekend. The Morgantown, Stillwater, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, it just caught up to me. And it's still probably there. It's still probably...
Yeah.
Draining.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I don't know how you do all of that, but I mean, I don't want to call it a break because then you went to the booth, but you did at least get to sleep in your own bed for this weekend before you guys will leave on Thursday.
I guess, Wednesday.
For that trip. Wednesday. Oh, that's right, because it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That messes me up too. I've got scheduling issues this weekend that I didn't think about because of the weekend that it is. I messed up my own personal scheduling.
Anybody's brackets any good?
Mine's very chalky. Now, one of my Final Four teams lost in the first round to Yale. But other than that, I'm pretty much, besides
NC State. So I was right and wrong. I said this thing is going to be extremely chalky. I'm not going to take James Madison. I'm not going to take Yale. Well, they won one game, but then they quickly exited.
Yeah.
So I was right after one round about it being chalky. Yeah. It is very chalky now.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of ones and fours, one through fours playing. I don't think I really had any upsets in the double-digit seeds going into this weekend, and there's only one. We know all about that one at this point, but that was it. So I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know if I'm going to win whatever we're doing here. I'm in, like, a big, huge one that – for the first time in my life, I've had a percentage chance to win money. It's not a big percent. It's a 0.2%. But after the Sweet 16, usually I was like, well, that was fun. Can't wait to do that again next year. Donate to the cause.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna...
All right, so that leads me into what was the best part about the trip to Pittsburgh. I think I got a chance to talk about the one really good dining experience I had, which was on Tuesday night because I was on Wednesday. So that was number one as far as food in Pittsburgh. But watching Jack Golke hit 10 three-pointers while I was trying to round out my notes for our game was tremendous and will always stick with me, just like the Loyola game will stick with me. Very similar school sizes, very similar mid-majors. Loyola kept winning. Oakland almost won against NC State, but NC State just had a little too much. But watching him use four dribbles to make 10 three-pointers. And the way that he was doing it and the way that he was playing to the crowd, jumping up there as a zero-star recruit, a Division II guy that was doing Uber and Lyft to try and make ends meet, to jump on the biggest stage and hit jumper after jumper. And it just looked like that. And then, you know, I know Kentucky ends up losing, but they were answering like crazy, mm-hmm. especially down in the left corner. It was one of those deals like, all right, hoop. All right, right. Okay, hoop. You know, back and forth. And it was one of those deals where you're just, Lovell and I are looking at each other going, oh my gosh, you know. And then, you know, the Oakland people were right behind us, so they were extremely loud. And it was just, your seat is so good, and you're so fortunate to have that seat in the NCAA tournament where basically you're even with the free throw line that's across from your bench, so your offense is playing in front of you in the second half. And so Golkey was playing right in front of us in the second half, and it was just something I'll never forget. I mean, 32 points against Kentucky, blue blood, watching all their fans, Big Blue Nation, hit the exit ramps and a little bit quicker than they thought, you know. And today in the Lexington Herald, they misspelled John Calipari's name. They go with a K instead of a C. I mean, madness at its finest right there. And it was, it did, it, I'll tell you this, that the atmosphere was so good that when it was over and everybody moved on, it was kind of a letdown. It was just like, we're at the peak, 19,000 standing, watching these guys duke it out. The little guy from Oakland, you know, mid-major Horizon League, power, all the talent in the world, Big Blue Nation, Cinderella, all that mess. And then once it exited, it was just kind of a, it was a low hum, instead of madness.
Yeah, I bet, and I, like you said, I bet a majority of that crowd was Kentucky.
I'd say 90%.
So when they left, like, the evening was probably just like, it was like, oh, now we get, it was like the opening act going second after,
follow that.
Yeah, follow that, pal. And that was one of the, I mean.
Well, and not to mention, the ball doesn't go up until 10, 12 Eastern time. I mean, people at that point, I don't care what your age is.
Yeah.
They're sleepy. And so it was tough to get the energy back going after that showing from Oakland and Kentucky. It was one of the best basketball games I've ever seen. I'll never forget it. And then we'll break down Texas Tech a little bit if you'd like. The future of the Red Raiders and what that looks like. West Virginia has a new basketball coach. Oklahoma State does not, and it sounds like it's a mess in Stillwater. That was the quote in Bill Haston's article, that it's a mess and they can't figure out who's going to be the next head coach there. Red Raider baseball with Tim Tadlock. I got to watch Tech baseball in person yesterday and call a 10-1 win. That was fun with Choice. We both got to witness one of the better performances. We can talk about that as well here on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, what you need to know up front is Clayton Beter has officially made the New York Yankees opening day roster. That was announced just a few moments ago. So congratulations to him. I love the picture they have of him. It looks like he's got a knuckleball grab onto the baseball. I don't think he throws a knuckleball, but it looks like that's what he's got.
You experiment in spring training, though.
Yeah, fingernails dug into the ball. Look out. Might be something he's developed. But congratulations to Clayton Beter. That's another Red Raider who is onto the big leagues. We've got Red Raider Baseball tonight with Tim Tadlock at 6 o'clock. High School Fan Zone at 6 o'clock. Finals from the NCAA tournament from yesterday. Marquette advances over Colorado. Purdue smacks Utah State. Duke destroys James Madison. Clemson, a little bit of an upset over Baylor. Alabama beats Grand Canyon. UConn advances. Houston and A&M play a classic. San Diego State crushes Yale 85-57. Texas Tech baseball won 10-1. They win that series 2-1. Supposedly a hit piece coming out on Kim Mulkey. We'll have to wait and see on that from the Washington Post. She's already gone on the attack before it's even come out.
I thought it was funny. She said, you know, I'll sue whoever, whatever they blah, blah, blah. One of the guys I follow, college sports, good, funny college sports follow, basically said something along the lines, the Washington Post has missed the opportunity to do a piece on her charitable work because she basically said, whatever they're saying is a lie. That would have been so awesome. A whole story spread in the Sunday paper on how much charity work she does, and she just said it was all a lie.
A heart of gold down in the bayou.
It shines as much as most of her outfits.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's really all there is. Hit us up at the 8th Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. And that is through Happy State Bank, brought to you by Happy State Bank. Did I miss any headlines? I'm sure I did. You got any?
No, not that. I did happen to see Clayton Peter, like, Rookie of the Year odds, I think, last week. I think 200-1, something like that. Yeah. If you're bored, you know. Maybe he'll make a run, and you would have to do something pretty special as a Is he slated as a starter, or is he coming out of the bullpen?
Ooh, good question. I would think he's a pen guy.
Yeah, exactly. So it'd be tough to be a rookie of the year out of the bullpen.
I would picture him currently in the middle.
Yes, agreed.
But he might be so good he's in the back. I don't know. I don't know the guy can play, and it'll always take me back to a good old 2020.
Little in the middle, but he's got much back. Is that what you just said?
It is a Music Monday. Do you see? I love this. UConn. He found out mid interview with Matt Norlander that they were going to play at such and such time against Boston, and he's like, "Yeah, it just gives us more ammo." You know, the committee. We could tell they set it up to be as hard as it possibly can. Again, just paraphrasing. But he's like, yeah, I mean, it's just set it up so difficult for us. I'm like, these guys, they will. I mean, who's got the most talent in NCAA basketball?
Kentucky probably has some pretty good talent.
I'm talking about as a whole squad. It's UConn.
Oh, UConn, yeah. Well, I mean, defending national champions, been pretty solid all. Yes. So Hurley said that? Is that what you said? Yeah, well,
they just set it all up, you know, Iowa State. And
he's an interesting character. He's very fiery and confident / fiery. Did you see what was it? It might have been the Big East conference tournament. Some person was saying something, and he was like, you won't come out here because you'll get your butt beat. And then he, like, glanced to the left and realized that somebody was recording right there, and then he shut it off, shut it down. But he was ready to go. I'm like, dude, chill out.
From the Ace Flooring Center chat line, one-run innings aren't sexy, but if Tech can scratch out one run an inning every time, they will win a lot of games. Every time. Yeah, that was interesting. 0-2-1-1-1-1-1-1-3. Yeah. Is how yesterday went. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you had really, out of the 1-1-1-1-1-1-1s, you had probably half of those that looked like they should have been crooked numbers. That shut them down with a double play, shut them down with a strikeout, didn't get the runner move. And then all of a sudden, you just got a one. So
which is certainly frustrating because you know it's not going to work out like that on a regular basis. It's going to be one run inning, maybe a couple, and you're in a 2-2, 3-2 ball game and end up on the wrong end of it. But saying that, they were able to string it together, and they only needed two runs yesterday. That was the best part about it. Or not yesterday, Saturday, but you know what I'm saying.
Good morning, guys. Hopefully Tech can use that walk-off as a springboard for the rest of the season. Yeah, hopefully so. You know, there was a lot of bright spots yesterday. Bazell coming back with his bat certainly changes the landscape of that hitting nine because he's by far, I think, the best hitter that you have. You have Gavin Cash, who probably has the best power. You have probably some other players that hit to contact better. Pompey's got the second most hits on the team, by the way. But Bazell brings a different wrinkle. He's just a different guy. And so we see that yesterday with a two RBI knock and then the home run to left field. But the biggest, brightest stars were Rogers and Utera, who come on out of the bullpen and set down 15 straight. I thought Washburn kind of muddled through his start four innings. And
I think he is the norm. It seems like he muddles through.
He works hard, work hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you think five walks, four strikeouts, you're like, ugh. That's probably going to be at least three or four runs.
Yeah.
Well, it was only one run. But it didn't look like he had his stuff, but he got through it. And then Rogers and Utera certainly had their stuff.
Yeah.
Those guys were untouchable for BYU hitters.
Yeah, that was impressive. There were a couple of things. Landon Stripling getting moved up to the leadoff spot, game two and game three. Looked good in game two. Obviously hit that game winner. The lineup looked a lot different. I don't know if we talked about this, but is it concerning you're still tinkering this far along?
No.
Not tinkering. You're just trying to figure it out, right?
No. And do I have concerns for Texas Tech baseball? Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Yes.
But as far as the tinkering goes, I expect it.
Yeah.
Because, again, this gets done all the way into May sometimes.
Yeah.
With the tinkering. With just the move, the Duchetter is the best example. That didn't happen until they went up and swept Oklahoma State and Stillwater in mid-May that year on your way to the College World Series. So the tinkering I expect.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, some of us, he mentioned, I can't remember if it was after the midweek last week, that Damian Bravo could play a little center if he needed to.
There he is.
And there he is.
That surprised me. That did.
Yeah, well, whenever he mentioned it, he opened that door. You're like, well, we know who's playing center, considering how much Gage has struggled at the plate.
I'm in the top third of my group with chances of moving up to top 20%. Lots of people ahead of me have a Final Four team out, and I do not. That's for America on Wheels. Well, that's good. If you want to win money on these deals, just hang out with EO Dub. He'll hit Super Bowl squares. Mm-hmm. Win pick'ems. I heard our man Cunningham was up to his old tricks. What did he do? Get teed up this time?
No, he got a little karma in his final game.
That's my sound of
a knee, if
knee
you please.
To the crotchal region.
I said kick Brock's, but
kick Brock's.
It wasn't really a kick, but it. With a capital R, of course.
Oh, Calipari with a K.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Tis a Music Monday here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com in the First United Bank studio. Today, much better day than yesterday as far as the weather goes. Visual Edge IT hotline is 806-771-0973, 806-771-0973. So I had a little bit of a shot taken at me in the first hour. I think it's just a little bit of one. Hacks, how do you not know about the Sanders injury? This is kind of around Verby-esque here a little bit. Weren't you back in town by then? Do you not pay attention to baseball when you're not calling the games? I'd just gotten back from Pittsburgh. I had an overwhelmed wife. I had dishes going. I had dinner going. The game was on. I missed it, but then I turned around and saw the home run. So I'm sorry. I don't get on message boards. I get on Twitter some, but I didn't see it. So I apologize for not getting every shred of every detail of Texas Tech baseball while I'm not calling the games. My bad. Yeah. What do you drive?
What kind of car do you drive? I was driving a truck. Where do you back work? And forth. Yeah, we're in the same boat, you know. You catch up when you can.
Not going to get everything.
You catch up when you can. There's sometimes other things that are going on. You know, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I know this is the woe is me that everybody's going to say, but our people that were in Pittsburgh originally had a flight out. They tried to get out on Friday. Instead, they couldn't get one out on Friday, so they had to stay until Saturday. Their flight on Saturday was supposed to get here at 3. They didn't get here until after midnight. The issue with that is one of them was supposed to anchor a show, so I had taped something for an early show, and then the other thing happened for the late show, so I'm sitting in my hotel room in San Angelo, voicing over highlights to a game that I listened to, kind of, while I was watching my kid play baseball. I had you guys on, but very low in the background, so I listened to Saturday's game. So, you know, we have lives, too.
Yes.
Not exciting most of the time, but yes. Lives nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. I showed you my calendar.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess you don't think I'm working hard enough or something. You'd be mistaken. Let's hit the portal potty, please. We got a big one here to flush. DePaul wing Elijah Fisher is in the transfer portal. Fisher began his career in 22-23 at Texas Tech before transferring to DePaul last summer, a former five-star recruit in the 2022 class. He averaged 10.4 points, 3.7 rebounds, and 1 assist per game this season. He is off to the transfer portal. Also, Kyle Smith has agreed to become the next head coach at Stanford. That's from Matt Norlander reporting on that.
Kyle Smith?
Kyle Smith.
Hmm. Do we know anything about Kyle Smith?
I do not.
I'm going to, yeah. That guy's a basketball coach. Washington State's basketball coach.
Oh.
Probably a good move on his part then.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, Washington State.
All right, you had some numbers on Chalk?
Yeah, Chalk. Did you think it was a good weekend? I know, you know, you weren't sitting there watching every single thing, especially since you were busy. Did you think it was an exciting weekend? You know what we didn't have the entire time, at least to my knowledge, except for at the end of the A&M game, which wasn't even a game
buzzer beater?
There were no buzzer beaters, except for that one, I'm pretty sure. There were absolutely no buzzer beaters, so that part of the excitement was out the window. Let's see. I just, you know, was a lot of scoreboard watching, and I saw blowout after blowout. You want to guess how many single-digit games that were decided by single digits there were out of the 60 or the 48 games?
Hmm.
14. It's a decent number, but 34 double-digit games. 20-plus point games, 11. 30-plus point games, 5. And a 40-point game. So there were a lot of not exciting basketball games over the weekend. And they were all, obviously, the higher seeds that, as you mentioned before, probably are giving out the most money. You know, there's all these stories about, especially teams like Kentucky, they lost in a magical game. That was one of those, like you said, the historic games. We're all going to remember Jack Golkey's name 30 years from now as a guy that did what he did, hitting 10 threes. But notwithstanding that, most of the time, the higher paid, better player teams went on to win their basketball games. there is still something to be said, I think, of the more experienced older teams, right? And I'm sure those older, higher-paid teams are the ones that are going to end up in the Final Four. But I think you're seeing by the ranking of all these teams and the teams that are there, for the most part, they're probably getting the most money out of everybody, and it hasn't necessarily been very exciting to watch. I didn't think so anyway. I mean, I didn't get to watch as much, but typically if I'm if I see a score up on the top and I'm like, oh, I'm flipping a lot.
Yeah.
And on Friday, I wasn't flipping a lot.
Right.
It was like, oh, that's a 25-point game. There's no reason to flip to that. I guess I'll stay at this 11-point game, you know.
And hope it gets closer.
Yeah. There were not many close games. So that was more than anything, it was just along those lines. I haven't necessarily been too excited with much other than Jack Goldke. And that was a long time ago at this point.
I think he ended up hitting 6 against NC State. 16 threes for 2 games, not too bad.
Who are you cheering for in that game? Because we were talking about it with Choice, and Choice, understandably, was cheering for Oakland in that game. Would you prefer Oakland make a magical run, or would you prefer NC State prove why they beat you and the other 2, 3, 4, whatever teams, and go as long as they can go as the highest seed remaining?
So I have so many connections to that Oakland program, and most of them are pretty sour tasting. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed them having some success up front, but I wanted it to stop after that.
Yeah.
It's like Greg Campy can be a little bit of a or a large, you know, fill in the blank there, right? He can be. He can be a jerk.
Yeah.
Their guys throughout the years play like their head coach, kind of like jerks, you know. I wanted to see them beat Kentucky because that's truly David versus Goliath.
Yes.
But then after that, it's enough. I was rooting for NC State.
Yeah, I was.
And that was hard because they were really cocky and kind of rubbed your face in it.
Yeah.
That you couldn't stop them. And it became kind of a clown act a little bit when Burns would get the ball and the crowd would go crazy because they anticipated him abusing you, which he did all night long. You know, they're playing the old Jackie Moon, throw it out. All right, right back.
Yeah, no.
Right back. They're playing that game on you. And, you know, it just becomes a cartoon at some point. You can't stop it. You're already down 15, you know. Kerwin Walton takes one shot all game until it doesn't matter.
I like that inside out like that. Or you know,
yeah,
it worked at times earlier this year for Tech with Darian Williams. I mean, I liked watching it. Not at the expense of the Red Raiders, but the next round, yes.
Yeah. We'll see how it works against Marquette. That's who NC State has in Dallas.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Monday edition of the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score. 100.7thescore.com. Hax Collier and Lucas edition of the program. We've got the 8th Flooring Center chat line open for you. Don't forget, Ask the Benchwarmers coming up at 11:45. The NFL's got a new rule, no hip drop tackle. The competition committee was unanimous on that. Texas Tech baseball won 10-1 yesterday. Took the series 2-1 over BYU. They'll play Stephen F. Austin tomorrow night, and I hear they're really good.
Sorry.
What was your record?
3-22.
Sounds like my college years.
Lost.
Looking back to my college days.
21 straight.
Didn't make many plays. Lost about 100 baseball games. Yeah, it was terrible. Oof, but that's really bad. Washington's going to hire Utah State's Danny Sprinkle as its next head basketball coach. Kyle Smith was announced as Stanford's next basketball coach, and Oklahoma State can't figure it out, and the program might as well just end.
Doug.
You say Doug one more time.
Gottlieb.
Don't say Gottlieb. But, you know, hey, if nobody else wants it, who the hell cares? Big 12's terrible in the new D1 baseball rankings. Tech's not in there. Texas not in there. Kansas State is at 23. Oklahoma's at 25. We've been waiting for this for a long time. Lucas, let's hit some hot questions. Been postponed till now.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
You've been asked in some way, shape, or form on the chat line a handful of times. It was already on the list, but if you had one position that you could solidify completely on the Texas Tech men's basketball roster for next year that you wouldn't have to worry about, which one would you go with? Point guard, somebody in the post, what?
Does it have to be a person or just the position?
The position, yes.
You can. It's point guard.
Yeah. Even after getting pushed around the way you did against NC State?
Yep.
Why is that?
Floor general. Look at Shed.
Yeah.
I mean, Houston's got really good players around him. If they don't have Shed, it ain't happening.
That ain't happening. I know. When he, as much as I was concerned as somebody that had Houston going really far in my bracket, whenever Cryer fouled out and it kept going, Shed was still on the floor for a while. When he fouled out, then I was scared.
And Cryer's a completely different player than Shed.
Yes.
Cryer, it feels like to me Cryer's out there for him.
Yes.
Shed's out there for everybody.
Yeah.
In the Houston program and Kelvin. And he's, I mean, he's really, you know, bleeding for that program.
Yeah.
That kind of leadership is a must.
Yeah. All right. Lucas, do you have a choice there?
I would like a shooter. Just some guy that can be, not like a Jack that's just a one-time catch fire type guy, but a guy that's really reliable, put him on the corner, kind of like Walton, but just a little bit better, more consistent. But I think a shooter would be nice.
Somebody can get open a little bit better. I like the point guard, but I think a couple more bigs would be a nice thing as well. All right, you said Bark in the Park tomorrow?
Wolf.
Wolf in the Park. If you could switch Bark in the Park with any other animal, what would you go with?
Kangaroos.
No reasoning. Just
think of how many people would show up to see kangaroos.
Yeah. I think it would be funny if cats were out there too, because it would just be an absolute mess. You'd have cats on the field and all that jazz.
Nah, I got to give you a serious answer. That's because there'd be people getting cut up and punched.
Kicked and.
Bark in the Park. Gosh. How about.
For me, real quick, there's two options. Goldfish, just a bunch of people with like fish bowls sitting in the stands. I mean, some may be drinking them, some may be having fish in them, whatever. Either that or reptiles. I think like lizards or like snakes or iguanas, especially if they're on leashes. That'd be pretty funny.
You got to think of a name for it. No, you don't.
Nothing?
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
You
man.
Got nothing.
Because I don't want birds in there.
I just want it to be as difficult as possible more than anything. I realize the dog is the easiest route, but that's overplayed. We've done it. Let's see what something else. Horse in the Park on the chat line. Guy running in the mess that would be left over. The poor saddle tramps aren't fielding foul balls down the line. They're in the stands.
We now take you to West Texas, where Nay in the Park night got a little out of control.
Nay in the Park. What was the last one I had here? Just random. Would you rather win an Emmy, a Grammy, or an Oscar? Or a Tony, if you wanted that as well. I didn't think you wanted to go the Tony route, but.
Yeah, I don't want to spend any time in New York.
You love your music.
Yes.
You actually love your television, too. So.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick an order, I would go Emmy, Grammy, Oscar for you. But that's just I'm not trying to influence you in any way, shape, or form.
I'm going Grammy.
Wow. kind of surprises me.
It comes to mind with the guys that were the posers for Milli Vanilli.
Mm-hmm.
We did not want the Grammy.
Lucas?
Oh, and obviously I had to bring out the Shakira voice in me and win a Grammy with that. So
I did not think either one of you would go Grammy on that thing.
Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, 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 I love you.
That would be dead last on mine.
Really?
Oh, God, no. I can't sing. I don't want to sing.
I'm in love with you, girl, because you're on my mind.
If Milli Vanilli can win one, so can Jeff Haxton and Lucas White.
Blame it on the rain.
That's all I got. Goldfish.
Goldfish. Think about the heat strokes they'll get and the smell.
If your fish lives through the game, you get blank. Up, we've got another floater.
We need the, since we can't have nice things, we need the Rip Griffin koi pond down the right field line. There's some trees down there. They could survive.
The bullpen would jump in it after.
Of course, they might have some headaches down there with a foul ball.
Yeah, that's true.
Get the koi just smacked right upside the noggin.
Koi's corner.
Yeah. Koi's corner.
Yeah, there you go.
Take the kids down there, throw some, you know, little fish food.
Yeah.
And then
have a little awning there just to, for and safety then, purposes.
You know, fish fry going on right by it.
In that corner, the Koi's rotating,
corner.
Yeah. Rotating a food truck down there.
We're just too smart for this
game. Yeah, I know, right?
Can't handle our ideas.
Eric on Wheels has one.
Doug G would be the worst hire in college basketball history. The guy is so full of himself. Listen, I hear you. I can't stand him for the most part. And I do think a lot of it's shtick. I do think it's a lot of that's him. But the fact that he thinks he can jump into Division I basketball again in this conference and do this and that, I don't believe it.
I think it would be great theater. I mean, the attention it would get right off the bat.
Yeah. Really?
Not good attention, but it would get attention.
It'd be shoulder shrug attention, wouldn't it? Like, they're desperate.
Well, think about it. I mean, he would have a platform on Fox Television and Fox Sports Radio.
I know. I still don't understand how he pulled all this off.
The guy would be on the show that you can listen to on, actually listen to, what, at noon? Maybe right now. I don't know. Colin Cowherd, he would have him on all the time. Talk about how good Oklahoma State's going to be resurrected. Program's going to get players from California, get all these big names. He'd been on that show just as much as Lincoln Riley.
You done?
I'm just trying to help out the Oklahoma State basketball program. Bring it back to prominence.
Whatever gets the Montanati kid over there is going to bring you back to prominence.
Prominence.
Almost said Providence. Bring you back to Providence. I got some good submissions, but get your questions in right now as well. We'll get to all that on the chat line. Ask the Benchwarmers next through the 100.7 The Score mobile app.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, one more for us here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. A Hacks, Collier, and Lucas edition of the program. Bottom line coming up next. Red Raider Baseball with Tim Tadlock tonight at 6. Get your questions in there to at Guns Up Radio. But for us, for Ask the Benchwarmers, it's the 100.7 The Score mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. That's how you can get to us. Benchwarmers, what's your favorite type of grass?
Who knows? The really expensive kind.
Big fan of the Zoysia, special on golf courses, because your ball sits up extremely high on Zoysia. Bermuda is awesome if you're in hot weather climates. Bent.
The kind I don't have to water much.
Bent, nicer the further north you get. Fescue, plant that under your trees because it thrives in cooler climates and doesn't like the sun as much, which I have a weird strain of Bermuda because in my place, it really thrives if it's in the shade. If it's exposed to the sun all the time, the sun just zaps it. But overall, Zoysia. I still have 14 Sweet 16 teams alive in my bracket, sitting tied for fifth amongst El Jefe's massive throng of followers.
Yeah, I need to see where I am in that. Let me scroll through all of the unneeded comments in my DMs from El Jefe.
The weed jokes rolling in, which were a certainty to happen.
Yes.
Maui Waui. Favorite grass. Sativa. Favorite grass there. Oh, let's see. Spanish goats are in the low hundreds, depending on their age. I think this is Boer goats. And the specialty goats start in the low thousands. And then Shelley says Dave thought they were $10 a pop. Or Davey, to be exact.
Yeah. No, I did. I love goats.
$10 goats.
Big goat guy. I'm fifth in the listener league, just an FYI. Just to let you know.
Did Lucas get in the listener league?
I did not. The only bracket I did was the one that Choice did around here.
Scrooge McDuck doesn't either.
Well, I honestly couldn't tell you. It's pretty much the similar thing, but I did the listener league one so fast I couldn't tell you who I have picked for what. I know my final four was the same on everything. Big goat guy. That's me.
I want to do a little exercise here for you. See if you can pull this off.
If it has anything to do with animals or grass, no.
No. A reseeding. 1 through 16. Okay.
I need the list in front of me.
Yeah, I know. So pull it up somewhere.
Yep.
Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois State, NC State, Marquette, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, Houston, Creighton, Tennessee.
Dear goodness.
We could save that for tomorrow. You could think about it now.
Yeah.
And we could, instead of tiers of 12, we'll reset our 16.
Yeah, there we go. You got to voice that over. Did you just clip that and run it tomorrow?
Reset our 16.
There we go. You're rolling, right?
Disappointed in the Big 12.
Yeah, awful. 7-6.
Clemson's in this. Unbelievable. Illinois-Iowa State, that's the one that I'm looking forward to watching the most.
I know, Illinois, man. You think they can...
Yeah.
Run with... Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you a Brad Underwood fan when he was there?
Yeah. I was.
Until he skipped out of town for the other orange school.
And then, I mean, it was like... A day after the NCAA tournament, he was on that private plane.
Yep.
Remember, I was doing a baseball game going, what? And that team started like 0-7 in the Big 12 and then pulled out of the nosedive and went to the dance.
He's a good coach. They said on the radio broadcast that his son, I guess, is on the coaching staff and has mellowed him out some. Because he was a very intense guy. Just a couple of years ago with TJ Shannon, I remember a post game, somebody asked him about him, and he basically just laughed at him because he said something about TJ's leadership. Brad did not agree with that, and he let the
reporter
know about it. Take him right now, though. $10 goat.
The black and gold VCU team is still alive in the NIT. Massive Throng, horse name, Tennessee Raider. Followed you on X, Davester. Hacks would never follow me back. Sorry, Steven. $10 goat, horse name. This turned into the horse name show.
Yeah.
And all of it goes through choice. So good try. Maybe he'll go back and look.
We should be dwindling that down anyway. I think we've all submitted our...
Yeah, there's already been cuts.
Yeah, I think these names would go towards the 2025. What is the Derby called? Is there a name for it? It's probably called the End of the Bench Derby.
It is.
Wow. It's really going to be weird. The End of the Bench Derby brought to you by the Bottom Line.
From...
What was it?
Ransom Down, Ransom Canyon Downs.
Downs, yeah.
Yeah. Woodman Estates. Ransom Canyon Downs.
From the mind of Clint Scott.
Yeah. The Hall of Gold. Don't forget that. No one will be at the Hall of Gold or the water slides because it's Derby Day.
You surprised Choice is going to the Derby this year? Yeah. Like the biggest non-shocker of the... What would the odds have been that Choice Woodman was going to...
Well, Megan's been the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's got to get caught up.
We better get a lot of pictures from that too.
Choice has got to wear some kind of hat. One of those big hats.
Oh, he's going flowers. To. Oh, that's what he should have to wear. That, if we had a tiny wheel that we could spin before they go, if he could... He could erase all of his punishments that he hasn't paid off if he wears a flowery hat.
Okay, yeah, but I need to add something to that because that's too easy. Because he could just take, he's got to drink 6 mint juleps.
Yeah, that would, I don't think that would work out too well for Joyce.
6 mint juleps and a flowery hat.
And call it good. You're even on everything.
You don't have to ever, you don't have to drive to post. Think of the gas money you'll save.
How are you going to know that he actually drank 6 of them, though?
Megan's a pretty honest person.
I don't know. She would have to carry him around at that point. I would lie for him at that point if I was carrying that guy around. She's got a reputation to uphold there now that she goes on a regular basis, right? What kind of people are you bringing in here, Megan?
It was so much fun the other 2 times. But now, oh, he's already wearing seersucker pants. That's bad enough. Yeah. That sounds like a fancy Woodman money right there, I tell you what. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow on the End of the Bench. We'll have Red Raider Baseball with Tim Tadlock tonight at 6 o'clock. Rudy's 6 o'clock on the High School Fan Zone tonight on 100.7 The Score. And then baseball tomorrow, 6:30. And we'll fly Wednesday, and then it gets crazy busy Thursday on our radio stations. Be on the air at 4:30 for UCF Round 1 on Thursday, and then get back Saturday night for Easter. And the big leagues are going to be rolling, Elite Eights, Final Four, all kinds of things happening coming your way. We'll see you. What's that look for?
I was just looking for the Rangers.
Rangers Cubs.
Ah, it's in red. I don't care about the Astros, so I was just looking for the Rangers. Sorry.
All right. The Bottom Line is coming up next. Peace.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.